You want to test the other ones then to see if it is working?
We did that already.
And three for French. They are. Perfect. So once again, welcome to this ALAC review workshop. Our meeting agenda covers a welcome and setting the scene, which I shall do. Jean-Jacques is going to cover joining the dots. I shall very briefly, and I have no intention of reading, go through the key points of the summary of the ALAC review, page 5 of the report. Make sure I get this right now. Observations on the issue of board seats for ALAC, Harold is going to do. Importance of linking ALAC into the ICANN process. Have I got this right? And that's going to be Thomas. Cheryl's going to say a few words on the ALAC perspective on the process. We then go into next steps and panel discussion with the whole working group. And the only person who's not here is Niquena. And kicking off, I'd perhaps like to ask the working group just to introduce themselves, starting with Thomas. Thomas at the end. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Thomas Norton. I'm the ITF liaison to the board, and I was one of the working group members.
Harald Alvestrand, board member and working group member.
Vittorio Bertola, former liaison of the ICANN board and former ALAC chair, member of the working group.
Tricia Drake's chair, as you know.
Jean-Jacques Subrun, a member of the board and member of this working group.
And I'm Carl Auerbach, Santa Cruz, California, and I was elected to the board in the year 2000 in the open elections that occurred that year.
Van Descartesin, vice chair of ALAC.
And is not yet a member of the working group, but has been very, very good in terms of input to us. So probably half feels.
Sorry,
she is.
It was just I was not paying attention.
Sorry. However, you would have been very welcome. So, setting the scene very briefly, the ALAC review is a part of the continuous improvement of the reviews of the supporting organisations and advisory committees, and as we know now also including the board, required under ICANN's bylaws. And in terms of the review itself, there are really two very simple questions that need to be looked at. One, whether ALAC has a continuing purpose in the ICANN structure, and if the answer is yes, whether any change to structure operations is considered necessary or desirable to improve its effectiveness. The timeline, just over a year ago in January 2008, the ICANN board appointed Westlake Consulting to undertake the independent review. And I think Westlake Consulting are sitting on our right at the back. And at the same time, the board appointed the ALAC Review Working Group, who you've met all but one person today. Niquena is heavily involved in important matters back home. And we were appointed, one, to ensure that the evaluator's final report had information that they needed, although that was largely mainly a staff responsibility. And our main job was to then advise on whether any change is needed for at large, having taken into account the independent reviewer's final report, input from board members who wish to comment, and comments from stakeholders and from public consultation. And our group didn't just sit down and do this as a desk job. We actually proactively sought input and comments, especially from the large community, but also others. Then, taking forward from that, in July 2008, Westlake published its final report, and after consultation in Paris, then issued the final version, taking that into account. We also, as the working group, had our first consultation with the community in Paris. I think that was a very active consultation, and we took note of lots of points of input from there. And I think some of us have still got the scars on our back, but we were pleased to have those scars on our back because it helped us as we move forward. In October, we published our midterm report, again for discussion in Cairo, but also, again, active input from the community, really guiding us as to whether we were on track and input from that. Fortunately, the scars were healing from that point, and we didn't get too many new ones. And then finally, before this meeting, we published a couple of weeks ago, both in English and translations, the draft final report for discussion here, and the public comment period is open until April the 17th. And really, just to say, the translation point was really listening to what we heard in Paris in terms of improvement. The translations may not have been perfect, but at least they were there for people to be able to see, and I think that was a very positive thing. So where we are now is really wanting your final comments and input, and obviously the public comments, in so that we can issue the final report. Jean-Jacques is really now going to set in context the review, both in terms of what's happening in relation to the internet generally, and perhaps some things happening closer to home within ICANN. Jean-Jacques, thank you.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je vais parler un peu en français, ensuite je parlerai en anglais. Comme nous avons commencé avec presque 20 minutes de retard en raison de problèmes techniques. Not getting through? Essaye à nouveau. D'accord. Comme nous avons commencé.
As I was saying, since we started with a 25-minute delay this morning, I will do this quickly then. First of all, the global infrastructure that is represented by the Internet, you're all well acquainted with the figures, and I will simply go through these very quickly. We're approximately 7 billion human beings. It seems that there are 4 billion telephones, mobile telephones, are being used. We have 1 billion and something users of Internet. So what does this mean? Well, it means that the Internet constitutes already one of the greatest infrastructures in the world. And the way I see it, this is the only one that is truly universal for the time being. And simply by way of background, the figures of 4 billion mobile phone users. Let me tell you that Jorma Ormila, who at that time in 86 was already, at 96 was the president and director general and CEO of Nokia, had said that maybe one day towards 2015, 2020, we could wait a figure of 4 billion. You know this already without any doubt, but I don't have to announce. And then this was a figure that was attained in November 2008. And I can foresee that the same path that will continue as regards the number of users of Internet. I apologize for boring you with these figures, but it is only to point out that it is not a neutral infrastructure. This is made up by consequences. It entails impacts from the point of view of governance. For example, the geography, the current geography of Internet is North America and Western Europe. Tomorrow, that is to say in 5 or 12 years, any growth will be the strongest, particularly in Asia, in the Near East, in Latin America, etc., but that will not be in North America or in Western Europe. So this for us entails an obligation. It represents the duty to foresee this development of internet in terms of geographic distribution, of access, obviously, of culture, of diversity, linguistic diversity also. And now back to English.
Not my native tongue. I think that it's important to see the figures, if only to recognize that it is the sheer weight of these figures which make it an obligation for us to meet the coming global challenges. Of course, the challenges are first and foremost reliability, the physical reliability of the internet, but also sustainability, affordability, safety of the infrastructure, but safety from the user's point of view, the consumer's point of view, whether that is business, finance, governments, or the end user, individual user. I just mentioned governance, and I'd like to say here very briefly how important this will be, and more so in the future, in terms of human rights, civil liberties, of protection of personal data, combating and avoiding cybercrime. So we have to look at the tools which will become even more necessary in the future in order to meet these global challenges. Now I'd like to say a few words about at large. Actually, when I had prepared the slide, I had put in a provocative way, at large, question mark. But I think that you know more than I do what at large is about, so I don't have to tell you. What I would like to do is give you a background on what I think, as a member of the board and a member of this working group, how we can also look at large from other perspectives. For instance, there is now a group, committee, a new committee in ICANN, which is called Public Participation Committee, of which several members are in this room, and I have the honor of being the chair. Well, the purpose of this committee is to devise means to enhance public participation, not only for the sake of public participation, but to allow all those people interested throughout the world to access the process by which they can contribute to the formulation, or to the suggestion at least, of public policy, of the policy development in ICANN. So, some of the common challenges which I have mentioned above make it clear that actually all these challenges are becoming more and more worldwide. They are not regional, they are certainly no longer national. And that leads me to the ICANN looking forward. Now, what I'm going to say in the next few minutes, I want to impress upon you that this is in no way the views of the board. The board has not been in a position to determine its reaction to the PSC papers yet. This has just come out simply as an information point. Due course, the board will have to look at it and give its advice. So I am speaking certainly not on the PSC with the authority of the board, but just to give you some background. I think it's important that we look at what PSC is doing, because the thrust of its work is to imagine the future of ICANN with the possible termination of the JPA, the Joint Project Agreement, perhaps in September 2009. And the reason I say this is that we could have either been sitting back and waiting for the new American administration to come up with an idea and say, well, we either terminate or do not terminate the JPA. But the co-chairs and the members of the PSC considered that it was the duty of this PSC to actually anticipate on that and to have its own view on what the future of ICANN could be and to propose that to the board for consideration. So in the PSC papers, I'd just like to take two of the many points which I think are fairly important. One is accountability, and the other one is meeting the global needs of tomorrow's global community. And in both these contexts, I want to impress upon you that it is very much related to at large and to a greater public participation. So to end, and I'm just at 10 minutes, I submit to you that these above points I have developed briefly do indeed make up the context in which our debate this morning could usefully unfold. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing from you, because we have to listen to you more than the other way around. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jean-Jacques. So just fitting in terms of what the report actually says, in terms of the English version, if you read nothing else, page 5 is the one-page summary. The view of the unanimous view of the working group is that ALAC indeed does have a very important continuing purpose in the ICANN structure, and that this purpose has got 4 key elements. We did actually discuss, or should we say argue maybe at times, the order, so this is in no particular order. Maybe this reflects the chairman's view, but there was a discussion, it's in no particular order. So firstly, providing input on policy, absolutely essential, and also providing input into ICANN's operations and structure. And again, with the changes now happening, a perfect opportunity to do that. An important part of ICANN's accountability mechanisms and an organising mechanism for some of ICANN's outreach, with the reminder that the section on the bylaws dealing with this would need to be changed. What that means in terms of organisation, again, unanimous view that at large should indeed be given to voting seats on the ICANN board, and that notwithstanding, shall we say, the developments or perhaps some consideration that the ALAC-RALO ALS structure needed to be revised, our view was it should be remain in place for the time being. In terms of effectiveness and participation, educating, engaging ALSs, which I think the summit has probably been a crash course, Cheryl, in doing. So I think probably there's a tick already in this. That should be the first priority, and then compliance coming into play once that's happened. And I do think that it's a great privilege we're presenting this report at the time of the really landmark event on the summit. Secondly, ALAC itself needs to develop its own or develop its strategic and operational goals, and that become a part of the ICANN process, again, evolutionary rather than revolutionary. And following on from that, developing the cost information, the financial information about what is all this costing and is it value for money, can it be spent in a better way? In terms of moving to the edges, and Carl at the end was the champion of at large at the edge, but we all agreed that in fact you needed to make your own choice in terms of the tools for collaborative work. Keeping the public comment period at 30 days, except in special circumstances, and in the case of this report, as you know, it's the 17th of April. I don't think you even had to request that. So hopefully that will happen for the future. And really reinforcing, and this came out in the joint SOAC, and I corrected Patrick afterwards when I think it was Leslie Cowley said that one of her ICANN should strengthen its translation interpretation process. I would have added to say that in the last year, I think it has certainly our experience, but it needs to continue to do that and do it better and faster and so on. And that, I think, is pivotal to your success and the success of ALAC. In terms of relationship with other ICANN entities, we believe that this should be and should continue to be the primary organisational home for the voice of the individual internet user, but there should be freedom for others to emerge if that's what happens. And it's really ALAC's future. It's its future, its choice as to how it moves forward to become that leading role that and continue to be, provide that primary organisational home. We also felt that ICANN should develop a mechanism for allowing those bodies that represent the voice of the, or represent and also have the concerns and issues, for example, privacy and others, because at the moment there isn't that mechanism to pick that up, and that policy input, which we had top of the list in no particular order, is absolutely pivotal, and that advice should be required to be taken into account, and you should also get feedback as to how that's been taken into account, and it should be part of the natural process that's there. So that is, they are the key recommendations. Next, perhaps Harold. One of the scars that we all still have on our back is from Paris, was the issue in terms of the ALAC seats on the board, and perhaps Harold, you might like to cover that point.
So the question of ALAC seats on the board was debated hotly in Paris, given the clear recommendation from Westlake that the situation should continue as is. The conclusion of the working group was that, based on community input and based on considering what we thought the evidence showed, there should be voting members on the board. And this is important to improve the representation of individual internet users in the ICANN process, not because a board member is a representative. It isn't. A board member is responsible to the organization and the organizational purpose. But we think that ALAC is able to select people who are good at considering the needs of individual internet users and considering that in a balanced manner as part of the board's process. We think that the ALAC structures and processes are mature enough to support this, that they can pick the right people. And some people claim that voting seats are an incentive for further improvements in representativeness and effectiveness. That is, if they can show people that they have the power to select people for the board, they will get more people to participate and get to improve the organization. The mechanism for selecting board members is still to be determined, and the strong position of the working group is that the determination of the mechanism should be ALAC's job. That the ALAC and the at large it represents should pick the mechanism so that, in the opinion of ALAC, it picks representatives that are able to do the job of a board member and provide the input to the board that the board needs in order that individual internet users and individuals are properly considered when setting ICANN policy.
Thank you. Thank you, Harold. And moving on to Thomas, who's going to say a few words in terms of ALAC's involvement in ICANN processes. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's the clear view of the working group that you know, one of the main purposes of ALAC is for it to be effective within ICANN as an organization, and that means, you know, contributing to the policy development, to making statements that are you know, reviewed and accepted by the community. And so providing advice on policy should really be the focus of the ALAC. And in order for that process to actually work effectively, ALAC needs to be plugged into a number of these efforts at the beginning, so that, you know, its input is received early when it's most able to actually influence what is going on in the development. So, I mean, one approach might be for ALAC to sort of take its view, you know, have a view of providing a sort of an environmental impact assessment. So what is the impact of this proposed policy on individual users, and have that be taken into consideration as the work is being done. And you know, we made the observation, of course, that you have to start working early. It's not really effective to wait until the GNSO, for example, has produced a final document and it goes out for the, you know, 3-week last call, and then become engaged, because at that point, you know, major decisions have already been made. People, it's very hard to sort of convince people to change their views, and 3 weeks is really not enough time to sort of engage at that point. So you want to be engaged in the process as soon as it begins, when drafting takes place. And likewise, of course, as ALAC provides input, that input needs to be recognized and acted upon and dealt with appropriately. So it needs to be somehow acknowledged, either sort of explicitly or, you know, as part of the process where it's being considered, and we can see that it's debated, that it's you know, been considered, and then dealt with appropriately. Another aspect is that ALAC needs to be involved in ICANN's strategic and operating plans. If you look in terms of what ALAC wants to do, it would be helpful for it to have sort of a, you know, a vision and a plan for how it wants to be effective and where it wants to be, you know, have its influence. And if resources are needed for that, the proper way to do that is through the standard budgeting process that ICANN goes through, because that's sort of where the major resource allocation decisions are made. Anyway, so ALAC absolutely has to be plugged into that and be part of that if it wants to move forward. Thanks.
Thanks very much, Thomas. We've also invited Cheryl to perhaps say a few words on an ALAC perspective on the working groups, or should I say the reviews work, mindful of actually the hard work put in by Westlake as well. But just your perspective on this year's work, and just your thoughts there.
Thank you, Tricia, and it will be, you'll be relieved to know, very few words. Remembering that what I've been asked to respond to here this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is in fact not the content of the document we have before us, but the process by which it was brought before us. And I'm hearing nothing but great thanks and recognition from our community, right from the edges, for the recognition throughout this process of how important they are. Your recommendations, and we do realise they are recommendations, not fait accompli, are a clear indication to our community that there is interest in what we have to say and engaging the edges as it's now currently being. I blame you, Carl. I blame you for a lot of things, including the terminology, the edges, to be involved in not just policy development process, which is extraordinarily important for us. There is an extension of it large within the ALAC to be doing, as well as to have direct input from the ALSs, which of course is what the summit was all about, but also in a role in the future of an internationalised ICANN, that there is the accountability, there is the who is going to be looking after the stewardship for those who are not yet on the internet, not just limited to registrants, but also in a more global public protection of future resource role as important decisions are being made. In addition, you've clearly recognised the limitations we have to work with in terms of geographic, language and cultural diversity. And I think it's important that you recognise that we recognise how hard this process has made efforts to get things out in translation, to get them out in as timely manner as is humanly possible with the resources you have access to, but most importantly, to have it happening now, because this was an absolute unrepeatable opportunity for all of our ALSs having come together for the summit to be involved in this discussion, which should begin from this point on. So thank you on behalf specifically of the ALAC, but very particularly from the edges. Each and every one of the ALSs have had a message from you that in review there is a place and space for us. We now need to see the proof in the pudding in the budget and resource allocation.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. So, what next? We are looking for input before April 17th, and with a plea, I must say, one of the things that I was surprised about was, and I know there was a mound of reading, but a lot of people hadn't had the time yet to look at the report. So I hope, in addition to page 5 with the summary, that there can be some delving down into the detail and giving us the feedback, good and bad, there. At the end of that period, we will publish the report, submit it to the Structure Improvements Committee for consideration, and with a very strong recommendation that there aren't any delays for whatever reason in terms of implementing. Again, whether that, we will certainly be pushing. That was the unanimous view of this group. I think I would also add, and I have in a different capacity, and in fact, the session that follows this is a nominating committee workshop, and I can see my advisor to the chair, Hagen Hawk, sitting over there sending me messages. One of the next steps should actually be the at-large community considering the leadership positions that the nominating committee actually offer and enable to happen. So having been aware and engaging yourselves, that also happens. Is that okay, Hagen, that I've done that? Can I get a tick? Thank you. So really, they are the next steps. This working group set itself a target to have its report done by its first birthday of being appointed, which we did on the 23rd of January with a virtual cake. And we also have the target that by Sydney, we would like the report on the board's agenda. We realise that's perhaps not in our control, but that does mean that after public comment closes, we will be working hard to get it to the structural improvements quickly and to act on. After that, it's really up to ALAC to move forward with the benefit of the summit, with the benefit of this, and to make it their own and play this very important role. So now, and I'm going to ask, Patrick Sherry has been fantastic to us in terms of support in this process, and without Patrick, and in the early days, Denise Michel, but for the main phase, Patrick. But I'm going to ask Patrick now if you can moderate questions and discussion. And I would say we're 2 minutes ahead of schedule, Jean-Jacques, in terms of here, but we are still 25 minutes behind schedule because of the technical difficulties.
We apologize, but the mic, we're not getting any sound in the booth.
What I'd propose to do in terms of taking comments is we have a handheld mic in addition to the mics on the table here. And so the people at the back will be able to make comments as well. I'll try, as always, to keep a bit of a speaking order. And perhaps unlike the session that we held at the summit, where I know many of you were present, I won't, in this instance, necessarily favour people who are first-time speakers, because I know that a lot of people didn't get the chance to speak at the summit meeting, and I'd really like them to have a chance to speak now. However, I would strongly encourage people who don't normally speak in these sorts of meetings to feel brave enough to make their point. Let me just see if that...
Patrick, is the translation working? Can somebody just indicate? And is Spanish working?
Okay, so we have translation. Ah, there we go. A little bit of volume. It makes a big difference. Righto, we have...
C'est juste pour dire qu'on peut aussi parler en français.
I would like to say that you could speak French and you could speak Spanish if you want. You can speak any one of the three languages. Just to let you know.
Who would like the first spot? Izumi, and then down there.
Thank you. My name is Izumi Aiz.
Oh, sorry, Izumi, before you start, and certainly not directed at you personally, conscious that actually we don't have a lot of time.
Yes.
Brief comments would be good comments, and that way we'll be able to hear as many people as possible. So, thank you, Izumi.
Taking on what Jan-Jack said, I'll mostly focus on figures. First, I'd like to really appreciate the work of the working group. Thank you very much. 10 years ago, when I started to get involved with ICANN and at large, the original plan to have, well, I have 2 points, board seat and financial support. We had 9 board seat members set. However, only 4 elected as a global election, 5 didn't get the seat. 2003, after 9/11 and the reform, the board seat became 0. 2008, 2009, the board seat we are talking about is 2. That's the figures. The 1998, the first budget perhaps for the at-large, we didn't have much at all, but for the first global election, the board said 200,000 came from outside the budget. And over 10 years, the overall budget of ICANN increased perhaps from the original 2 million to 54 proposed, 27 times more. How about the budget for the at-large? Just about the ballpark of 1 million 5 times. So with that, I'd like to call your attention while the number of users, how much has there been an increase? How much task do we need to represent these billion users already here and 1 more billion users to come? Are this framework we have is sufficient? I hope so. It's a good start, but there's a lot to be done. The final question. I appreciate that Thomas and or others, about the board seat debate and you take it all forward. What are the overcoming objections that we really need to work on to ensure at least 2 board seats that work? Thank you.
Do we have a reaction from the table? Harold?
So a couple of comments from me. 2 board seats that work. Get some board members that work. That's the most important point. And also my personal reaction to process or the best insurance for ensuring that ALAC continues to be actively supported by ICANN is the quality of the work done in towards ICANN. I'll do my best to make sure that the policy input and the contributions of ALAC are recognized and appreciated. I got to have that input into the process in order to have something to recognize. So let's get to work, folks.
Thanks, Harold. Very quickly, please, Carl.
Yes, with respect to selection of voting board members, in the PSC report, there's an appendix which talks about moving ICANN in multi-jurisdictional form. In several places in that the staff writer who wrote that expressed a fear of ICANN becoming a membership organization. That same fear was expressed back in 1997. The specter of ICANN becoming a membership organization, which I believe would actually be a very good thing to have, is probably going to be haunting us through this development of the process through which these seats are filled. So we need to be careful to understand what that means. Thank you.
Thanks, Carl. And as always, the protocol is if you could introduce yourself before you make your point so that we can get that on the record as well. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Wolf-Ulrich Knoben. I'm with the ISB's CP constituency, and I was working several times for the improvement process for the GNSO, but I wouldn't like to stress that point. I personally really welcome the broader participation of the internet users in the overall process here. You are talking about, on the one hand, of at large, and on the other hand, or in addition, about ALEC. That's what I heard and what I learned. But for me, it's not understandable, and I ask myself, could you expect that somebody outside of this room should understand the difference of that, even if board members who are participating in the working group are using those terms in a confusing way? I don't understand that, because I understood you are talking about two board members for at large, not ALEC, but board members are using that as ALEC and at large. And even people outside in the other rooms from the GNSO, for example, they really don't understand the difference, what is it about. So my big concern is, and my request in that respect is, that for the future, you should do some better communication with regards to that, in order that other people could understand, other people who are involved in the organizational discussion of ICANN in total. And this is a big concern towards the board as well as the ICANN.
Thank you. Next on my speaking list is Evan, and then the gentleman in the green shirt down there.
What do I... Okay. My name is Evan Leibovich. I'm chair of the North American region of At Large. My question is not so much about the report, with which I generally totally agree, but I want to ask the people here, since we have the opportunity, could I get some feeling of how you see the distinction between what ICANN defines as at large and what ICANN defines as public participation? One of the things that confused me when I first came in to no end was the fact that ICANN has a branch of public participation, and yet it has something called at large, which is supposed to be the way that the public interacts with ICANN, and these appear to be two quite separate and parallel things. I'd like to get some input, because it seems clear from what Jean-Jacques said that you obviously have considered the distinctions, and I'd like to get some feedback from the committee on how you see you could compare and contrast the two mechanisms. Thanks.
Thank you. And what I'm going to propose is that we ask Jean-Jacques to pick that up, because when we started the report, the report was of the AC as required under the bylaws of the Large Advisory Committee. And we had to seek guidance, because we'd have loved to have done it of the broader at large. And perhaps the best way of answering your question, then we can move on to the other, is to ask Jean-Jacques to recount the discussion in the board that gave us the guidance in that way. But the review was of the AC.
Very briefly, I just want to demonstrate that we also have participation in our little committee. So I've asked Thomas to reply.
It's how he works throughout. It's good teamwork.
Yeah, thanks, Jean-Jacques. So, I mean, your question's a good one. I mean, and in fact, I'm also a member of the Public Participation Committee, which also would seem to have this within its scope. And I guess my view is that public participation is really actually a fairly broad topic and touches on ICANN as a whole. And it really gets to the heart of the question there is how does the public, or how do people in general provide feedback to ICANN in a way that works and is effective and so forth? And, you know, it's, at one level you might say it's just the narrow public fora we have at the face-to-face meetings, but I think it also goes into how people are able to participate within the structural organizations and within ALAC. And so I don't think it's sort of like there's ALAC and there's public participation and that they are not, they're two different things. It's, you know, public participation is really trying to make, you know, help provide tools and mechanisms so that people can participate in whatever way is appropriate for what they want to do. And it may be in the GNSO if that's where their focus is. It may be in the context of ALACs if that's where their focus is. I don't know if that really answers your question entirely.
Are you satisfied with the level of integration?
At this point, absolutely not. I think people are broadly, you know, look around, there's lots of examples where things aren't working as well as they could be. And I think the broad mandate of the Public Participation Committee is to look at ways of improving the ability of people to participate effectively across the board.
Thanks, Thomas. A quick comment, Carl?
Okay. If you read my appendix, I make a distinction between just participation and giving advice, which anybody can give advice. And I think the name ALAC, the Advisory Committee, is somewhat of a misnomer because I look at this as an exercise in power, exercise of authority. And I see a distinguishing factors. The public participation is merely participating, giving advice. But I see the ALAC as a system through which ICANN can incorporate certain ratcheting mechanisms, certain decision mechanisms, various kinds of formalities. So I see this the ALAC is a formal mechanism for exercising control, for the public to exercise control. The public participation is more of a discussion kind of thing.
Thanks, Carl. We'll move on.
Hello. Mi nombre es José Salgueiro.
I am José Salgueiro. I am José Salgueiro. I am a representative of ALAC through LAC RALO. I think the report is very good, and we all agree on that, despite ALAC having worked for 10 years. The first 6 or 7 years were actually attempting to constitute what we now have, and the work began 2 or 3 years ago, when 15 persons who were absolutely new became a part of it, and we had to start to see how we were to proceed. This took some time, and it is now that we are finally starting to work as we should. Like I said, we all agree with the report. Everything is fine. But my point is that regardless of all that and of the way in which ALAC works, what is really of concern to me is that the board should actually listen to what we are proposing. And my impression so far is that it has not been so. In all of the meetings, there are always meetings with the board. They take about 10 minutes, whereas while they go from one meeting to another, they have no time to answer questions or to take questions. So as the board grants more relevance to ALAC, we will be able to work better and to achieve what we all are expecting to achieve.
Thank you. Thomas, would you like to reply there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe not quite a response, but an observation of that is I'm always a little bit troubled with the view that people need to go to the board and the board needs to then listen and then act on it as if everything happens through the board. What really needs to happen, you know, organizationally is that, you know, ALAC or whoever needs to go to where the decisions are being made, where the work is being done, and have the input there. Now, if that is unsatisfactory and isn't having the desired result, then you can escalate in some sense and say, well, this isn't working, something's broken, what do we do to fix it? And at some point you go to the board. But, you know, the board should really be the last resort for getting things done and dealt with rather than the first. And so I think it's not really, you know, if the model is that you go to the board on everything and then the board isn't responsive, that's not really the way it's supposed to work. It just doesn't scale.
Thanks, Thomas. Cheryl?
Thank you, Thomas. And I think I just need to make a bit of a clarification point. I want to make sure that it's very clear, at least for the ears of the board members here in this group, that we recognise and understand making a comment or a request does not equate to agreement or that there is a scaling issue. But we have got a few things broken, and part of the breakages include the simplicity of a read receipt that you've even, be it in a policy development lower down in the tree of decisions or a direct piece of fully voted on advice to the board. There are just a couple of things that are process issues, but which will reassure the community beyond the ALAC that their method of getting information is actual, real, and a closed circuit instead of a leaky bucket. And I'm afraid I would suggest that we've got breakages a long way through the tree on that process. Can we fix it? Absolutely. Should we fix it? I think that's what your public participation policy is also, group is also looking at.
Thanks, Cheryl. Quick word from Carl.
Yeah, response to the question it was just Thomas was responding to. The board is overloaded, and we need to get some of the work off of their shoulders. So it is important the ALAC operate at lower levels as well. There were some topics we considered during discussions which are not in the final report because we did not necessarily agree on them. One of those was whether should the ALAC have powers that mirror those of the GAC to require the board to take certain actions or to listen to certain kinds of advice. It's an open question. We've made no decision on that.
Thanks, Carl. Quick reply, Thomas.
Yeah, just to respond to that, and I'm not, you know, I'm speaking individually, I'm not, you know, speaking on behalf of the board in any means, but the board has actually discussed this, and, you know, I think the view at some level is that, you know, when ALAC makes a request or a formal statement to the board, absolutely they deserve a response. Whether that needs to be formalized is a separate question, but in principle, I think the board is in agreement that they should be responding, and when, you know, ALAC makes a specific request, they deserve a response, as does any group within ICANN for that matter.
Thanks, Thomas. Let's keep moving. Sergio.
Can you hear me? I will be speaking in Spanish. I have two comments. First, I believe there is a confusion with regards to participation. Participation is not expressing opinions. It is participating. This is being a part of the decision-making. And this is what we have been expressing in the at-large activities. I did not introduce myself. I'm Sergio. I come from Lacrallo. I personally think that users should be participating under equal conditions, just like the states and companies. I believe it is important to start discussing a three-party and equal type of government. That's all.
I've got Vanda on the speaking list, and then Eric after that.
Hello? Yes. Yeah, I already said my name before, so I don't need to repeat. I have been stressed the needs to improve regional involvement. And I'd like to see also stressed in this kind of debate the opportunity to have in the regional meetings of other constituents, like we have from CCs or GNSOs or, you know, the GTODs groups and intellectual property groups and so on, it should be included together some regional ALAC groups. So the idea to have regional work setting, it's certainly the best way to involve early the ALAC and at-large groups in the discussion of policy matter. So it's just to stress again the need to more and more improve regional, than much more important than those formal general meetings, regional ones, should be the best way to get together all the peoples related to ICANN issues. So I'd like to have this opportunity also to thank you, the group, because the report, as we saw in our summit, was very well accepted. Everybody liked to use some of those information, so those recommendations of the group as their recommendations to the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanda. I've got Eric, and then Alejandro, and then Wendy on the list.
Thanks. I will try to speak in English because my Spanish is worse than my English. Bueno, gracias. Voy a hablar en español para ser cortés con...
I will speak in Spanish out of courtesy to our hosts. I am Eric Iriarte. I have been vice chair of ALAC since its foundation, and when I retired or left, I had the opportunity to be the one that, to head LAC RALO. It is important to state that just like what Vanda has expressed, just as Vanda has expressed, the group report is progress in terms of the participation of users in these decision-making structures and participation and opinion structures. It is also clear that these structures, civil society structures, government on the one hand and the private sector, are just as they were established in the international dialogue arenas. Users have a mechanism which links them through one of these elements, because users can come from various levels and various structures. Having an ALAC, an at large, that was established in order to establish a relationship with users should also consider who are these end users. Actually, ALS is more than representing users, are representing their base participation community. It is quite complicated to know how many users are actually involved. If we add all those that are part of ALS, I think that we would reach some thousands. My question is, how many million users are there in the field? How many of these users are not concerned? Are PDPs and are using contract updating systems? They are not concerned in having the system work. What is our mission within at large in order to take the voice of these users that we are interpreting? We are not the representatives. We are interpreting what they say in order to reach it to areas like the board. Are we following the right path, or are we playing a role that is not within our competition? The role is not only of interpreting, but is it of deciding for these people. I once again agree with what Vanda mentioned. I believe that the work group has performed an excellent job. I think that participation mechanisms are open, but we have to be specific. At large must be devoted to an active participation within the opinion, participation, decision-making arenas, but acknowledging itself as relevant players and as spokespeople, as people who convey the voice of other persons who are not present here.
Top table, Carl.
If you read our report, we defined the community of internet users very, 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 very broadly. Basically anyone who is affected by the internet. So the answer to your question, as I perceived your question, is that yes, you are representing them and you have to consider them and reflect you believe they would want. And that's a really difficult job. And we thank you for doing it.
Thanks, Carl. Thank you, Tricia, for that. Yes.
Hang on, I'll come back to you in a moment. Tricia?
Thank you. Just briefly to say that in terms of, that's one of the reasons why we said that we're going to recommend that mechanisms are put in place to encompass the views of organizations who are reflecting views, and that also perhaps you should be looking at extending the reach of those that actually are coming within ALAC and at large, because at the moment it is so small.
Thanks, Richard. Cheryl, did you want to come in there?
Only that we are very, very aware of the huge task. Should all these recommendations come to pass, I need a deity on our side, and I'm willing to take all comers. I think we need about 400 different deities to help us. I know that's outside of the resources that ICANN can provide, but it is a huge task, and we are well and truly cognizant of that.
Thanks, Cheryl. Alejandro.
As the session is drawing to a close, I will speak in English as a host, courtesy to people coming in. since Eric has done the contrary compliment here. The ALAC, or more generally, the at-large community, has been extremely effective over the years in putting forward stuff that the board considers. I speak both from the years I was in the board and what I observed after that. It has been most effective when clearly articulated statements have come through that are relevant to the decisions that are being made and that are well-grounded in reasoning, in fact accordance, and in showing the transparently the sources and the currents that went into the discussion. What one's looking for, it seems now, is to a more structured approach, to a better supported approach for this, but one cannot forget the invaluable contribution of leaders like Vittorio Bertola or Roberto Gaetano, who have brought the at-large voice forward, even without this structure, and not with a particularly serious struggle against the board in bringing in the ideas on the table. That there has been a discussion about them, and that maybe may have been tough, but this is a key overarching principle for at-large participation in the decisions, seats or no seats, what have you. The effectiveness and the voice of the ideas has definitely been the most important contribution. I will not repeat much of what Eric says. I'm associating myself very much with his statement. I do want to address one point that Sergio has put forward. Tripartite equitative government is a wonderful banner. It immediately raises our civil society and citizen blood pressure to the next stage and makes us have a banner in the hand and go forward. But it's useless rhetoric, empty, vacuum. There's first not a fourth component there, which is the technical buildup of the domain name system and the other tasks that that ICANN takes over. This is not the sea, which is out there already salty and with some magnesium inside, maybe some pollution and a lot of fish. This is actually being built by humans. And if you don't participate and understand how it's being built, all the political banners are, you know, colorful folklore around, but they are not made effective. I think that one should go really for the active contribution of ideas. This does not mean to dismiss the ideological and principled points of view that feed them, but it means make them workable. I would state further that a lot of us who have had board experience in different fields are going back now to the at-large organizations in our regions and trying to actually actively contribute to making them both effective and constructive.
That's great, Alejandro, and that sort of generosity, I think, needs to be acknowledged, so thank you. Tricia.
Thank you, and just really saying I agree and thank Alejandro for taking us through the torch-bearing. But I don't want to put Cheryl on the spot, but Cheryl also has picked up that torch and is carrying on and is doing a fantastic job. But actually, probably, it's only just beginning now, and it's important that that torch, following the summit and from everything else, and continuing under your leadership, really continues to make some of these things happen. So it was just really, don't stop at that point. Let's pass and make sure that Cheryl knows, and everybody here. You know, it's generals that win wars with good supporting teams below.
Cheryl, would you like to make a general comment there?
I have no aspirations to a permanent career in this position. Thank you for the torch-bearing offer. I will carry it forward, but there will need to be the next hand to pass it on to. And that is very much why it's everyone around here that has to be involved. No one individual is going to make this happen. It has to happen from broad at the edges input, because the ALAC, the AC, is a representative body that has to work on data and content provided from the real humans who each of you represent. And we have done some of the math, and it's an amazing number. You'll hear about it tomorrow in our plenary final session.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Actually, Carl, I did a bit of chairmanly encouragement there. We're getting close to 10:30, and I wanted Wendy, and then I was also going to ask Roberto both as when this group started as being the BG ALAC Review Working Group. It's now the SIC ALAC Review Working Group. Sorry, the SIC one. I'm teasing Jean-Jacques. But Roberto was really the chair on both and responsible for this group and giving ALAC encouragement. So perhaps if Wendy, I think, was the last hand, and then Roberto didn't have his hand, but would I'd like you to say a few words, and then we can conclude.
Wendy? And if we have time, we might just get a very quick comment from Mizumi too, because he's on the list.
Provided some are going to stay to the next workshop, which is the nominating committee one, and that I have time to go outside before. Thank you.
Wendy.
Thank you very much. Wendy Seltzer is speaking here as an individual who has been involved with At Large and the voice of individual internet users since ICANN's beginnings. Visiting Mexico City, I've had the privilege to see a lot of beautiful Baroque architecture, heavily ornate and decorated. And while that's a wonderful style for architectural constructions, it's less useful for engaging the public in political and participatory processes. So I really welcome the fact that this report focuses on the importance of the voice of the individual internet user and recommends moving toward the focus on the policy development and engaging individuals, whether through structural groups or directly in the process of developing policy. From what I've seen of the At-Large Summit, we have some individuals and groups who are clearly interested in engaging in that policy development, and so I really welcome recommendations like the addition of board representation that gives those individuals a meaningful way to participate, and I hope that throughout the ICANN structure there will be useful input points, such as Thomas's recommendation of environmental review type statements that the at-large can contribute and that the organization can receive.
Thanks, Wendy. And very quickly, Izumi? Again, very quickly, please, Alejandro.
The local host or cannot fail to observe that the admiration of our Baroque ornamentation should not distract you from the solidity of a well-architected building, which can take even the settling down of the soil over more than 10 feet, 3 meters over the centuries, create waves in the stone, and still keep them working for public access.
And may the ALAC have the same resilience. I'll go to Izumi because I promised him, and you'll need to be less than 20 seconds.
Yo no hablo español. Yo no hablo japonés. Yo no hablo inglés.
I don't speak Spanish. I don't speak Japanese. I don't speak English.
Really use all these translations, the other languages that we need to reach out. But set aside, I have one question, perhaps. The way forward. So now we got a very good report, and then just ask the board to decide. I think we need to work together to carry on to the closure. So if you could explain what are the next processes that we can work together. Thank you.
That's fine, Izumi. We might close that. We might do that with Trisha's closing remarks. Okay. A 20-second comment there.
Actually, Patrick. Perhaps the next steps, I might actually, because it's all agreed, ask Vittorio, who has escaped so far saying anything, to respond on that.
That's fine, and we'll do that in just a moment. We'll take this very last comment here.
José Salgueiro, mi nombre.
I'm José Salgueiro. I just wanted to say that we need to seek greater participation, and the non-participation is demonstrated when we are in Mexico, and with the exception of all of us who are here, there is no participation of Mexican users, or very few. In India, there was no Indian present. In Paris, there were very few French. In Egypt, there was no single Egyptian. So if we are not capable of making the local community become involved, then we will not be meeting our participation goal.
We'll go to Vittorio very quickly, Roberto, and then last word from you, Tricia.
Thank you. No, the only point I think I should make is that having been in that position, it's very difficult to be the one person or the few persons that have to represent all the wealth of cultural differences and positions and needs that come from all these large structures around the world and from the users in the end. So what I would say, and I would really advise to anyone in that position, is never think that you actually know what the at-large wants, because definitely there is not one thing that the at-large wants. So maybe to you something seems strange or not well working or complex or whatever. In fact, it might be well necessary for other parts of the same community to get engaged. So this is why this structure unfortunately has to be complex, because it has to represent something that is as complex as the world, or at least try to do it decently.
Thanks, Vittorio. Roberto.
Yes, I'd be very quick. There's one consideration that I want to make. When we started the ELAC review, there was a lot of concern, especially by the ELAC community, because of the fact that the ELAC structure just got in place immediately before we started the review. And so there was a real concern about how the opportunity of having some critical remark on things that were not well prepared to run at full speed, because they were just created. I had a different view also, because I thought that the ELAC was once formed would have been rapidly evolved and function, especially after I left ELAC, that gave strangely enough, the ELAC machinery started working as soon as I left, and actually, I'm leaving the board at the end of this year, so that might be a good sign. the fact is that I thought that a review could have been could bring some interesting points that could have been useful also for the evolution of ELAC. To a certain extent, this has happened. Now we have seen the great success of the ALAC summit. I think that I agree with Ovidio Salgueiro that we have some work to do to work with the local communities and some outreach work. But I think that all the comments that I've heard, also from board members, about how the summit is going and how the overwhelming participation, I was not expecting, we have about 90% of all the ALS is participating. I think it's a great success. It's a turning point. It brings ALAC into a maturity stage where ELAC is now providing contributions that are useful for the policy making, and I think that everything is going at an incredible speed. So this review, I think, definitely can bring some new elements in order to make an ELAC much stronger and more effective and more important, because we can't forget that the at-large community is one of the essential elements for the success of ICANN.
Thank you, Roberto. Tricia.
Thank you very much, Roberto. You are not going to escape. Answering quickly before wrapping up, answering Izumi's question, next steps. There was a slide earlier. This presentation will be posted, if it isn't already, on the web under this session. And perhaps in my conclusion, I'll add two extra bullets to the bottom there. One is, it's really important that this gets to the board through the Structural Improvements Committee meeting. We've met every single objective, and the objective is to get there by Sydney. And if we need help from the community to do that, then I will urge you and I will seek that to happen. The second thing is really to end as I ended when we had this similar presentation, not the same, but similar presentation on Sunday. which is, it is really for ALAC, your future, your choice. I think the combination of the summit, the basis of the roadmap or the framework, but it won't happen unless you engage and make that happen. So with that, I suppose this is not meant to be like an Oscar award ceremony, but I'll go through the thank yous because it's the end of our work in presenting, which picking up from Alejandro from, and including Carl here, from the original torchbearers, to thank them for their work. Then with Roberto, Cheryl, for all the work that you've done. And I'd personally like to thank our working group who have worked amazingly hard, not just in time, but actually in commitment, energy, openness, and really through many little hurdles that we probably don't want to cover to get to the report that we did, including Appendix 3. Really to say it's our fervent desire, and of course, I said earlier, Patrick and Denise beforehand, but it's our fervent desire that really when our work's done, you will actually take that forward. And Cheryl, thank you for all your help and support in getting the input from your communities into this. So with that, we'll conclude this meeting. And as my mother always says, I'm never satisfied. In 20 minutes is the nominating committee workshop, and I need to get my breath first, which gives you the opportunity to apply for leadership position. And showing good teamwork, Jean-Jacques has prompted me that I'm obviously not used to Oscar ceremonies, that I really do thank the scribes and the interpreters, not only for their fantastic work, but actually with the way they were helping calming me when at the beginning, for the first 25 minutes, there were technical problems. So not only are they fantastic in what they've done, but also in the way that they deal with it. And perhaps we could applaud. So with that, the session is closed. Thank you.
And I'll just say one more thing, and that is you'll have noticed in the presentation that there's a public comment period. It closes on the 17th of April. I've already reminded Cheryl that she has an ALAC meeting on the 14th of April. We'd love to get a full response from ALAC voted through at the 14th of April meeting, posted as a public comment by the 17th, because I think that will be an important element, as Azumi was saying earlier, of moving the process forward over the next few weeks to make sure that we've got the support of ALAC for the recommendations that are in that report. Thank you. Have a good day.